He wouldn't allow me to put, or he wouldn't okay the one over in Green Tree, because I had written the clue out in Morse code. Put the clue out in Morse code, and then finally I emailed him. I said, "How come this thing hasn't been okayed?" He said, "Because I can't read what you wrote." And he said, "I don't know if it's on a railroad track or what." And I said, "Well, it says it's in a tree." Well, immediately, boom, out it came. See? Don't mess with the coordinators. That's all.
A few changes that they've done is they know people would put in coordinates of a place that seemed okay for a cache. And then once it got approved, they would just go in and edit those to be something else that might not have been approved. Now you try that, it has to be reapproved. But any time, I don't know if it's any change in coordinates or enough
change
in coordinates.
No, I think you got like 100 feet or so, you can play with it.
Otherwise, and it goes back into the queue to get approved.
Right.
Do they still do all that approval?
Yeah, most.
Well, he must do an awful lot of work.
He's got all of his.
It seems like he just spends a lot of time, like maybe hours, approving cash.
Doesn't he do Kansas and Iowa too?
Not anymore. He does, I think, part of Iowa, but Kansas, another Glenn does. And he doesn't do Arkansas anymore either.
Right. I think Illinois has its own.
Yeah, they got a new one now too. What's the guy's name?
IL Admin.
We just talked about it. Illinois Admin, yeah. And then there's a new guy, remember?
I don't know.
Approver John Jones or something? Talking about that yesterday. Yeah, he apparently is doing that.
From Illinois?
Southern Illinois caches or something. And I guess the Illinois approvers doing
it. I'm surprised they don't have two approvers.
Well, I know Glenn wants help.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it. He's already talked to me, and I said, I'm not going to go what you're going through. No way would I do that. Because he said he spends hours some days just writing emails back to people because, hey, you didn't approve my cache. You did this one, you know, a year ago, but you won't approve of mine and stuff.
Right.
And he says he really gets your letters back.
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how you interpret what the guidelines are. You know, someone say, "Oh, to me that means I can do this," and the other guy says, "Well, that means you can't do that."
Yeah.
So how do you really interpret that?
Right. Glenn has the final say, and you know, he just comes back and says, "Well, hey, if you don't approve this, you know, take it to groundspeak and let Jeremy look at it."
Yeah, some people can post it on the forums and say,
"Yeah,
what do you guys think? I think it should be. Let's discuss it."
And Glenn does that a lot. Apparently, you know, there's a forum for just the approvers, and if somebody puts up something that Glenn is questioning, he says, "Well, hey, I'll put it up and get an opinion." Most of the time, they all agree with Glenn. He said, "I wouldn't even argue with the guy. I'd just say no, and that's the end of it."
But that all that shows is a bunch of super enthusiasm, really. A guy thinks, "Well, I got something that's really neat." Yeah. When they did away with the virtuals, I liked the virtuals, not so much because they were easy, but it took you places and you saw things.
Yeah.
That you ordinarily wouldn't see. You
know? And now you almost have to make a Maltese if you really
do
want to treat it as a virtual.
Recognize Glenn, so he knows he's appreciated.
Well, he also runs what I used to call the Slaga news group, but technically he started this as a free list geocaching news group. It's not under the auspices of Slaga. He created it. He maintains it. So when people have problems there, he's the one who has to deal with it. We link to it on their website, so a lot of people go there and they talk about things, but ultimately, he's responsible.
Why would he want to take on more problems like that?
Well, he wasn't an approver, none of that at the time. He just was getting involved, I guess, and wanted to get more involved.
Plus,
how did he get involved as an approver? Did he just volunteer for the job?
Yeah. Basically, they were really hurting, and I guess, you know, because, like you say, Eric was doing.
Yeah.
Apparently they only had half a dozen approvers for the whole country. So
but back
anybody
then there weren't
that
many caches out either.
Right.
I mean, look at Slaga. When I went in, when I joined Slaga, there was less than 100 people in that club. And what is it now? Over 300.
Not necessarily active. We have the name in the database, but do they do any caching or, you know, I don't know. We send them all an email every once in a while, and if they get tired of getting emailed from us, we'll take them off the list. But, you know, if they want to be notified, then we'll tell them when the next newsletter is and the picnic's coming off. And they can always go to the website. It's always on there. We have an event calendar now that they can go to. So there really isn't a whole lot of...
A good website.
There's not much you get for being a Slaga member.
Yeah, who redesigned the website?
Did
you do that?
It's a new one.
It's really, really cool.
I think the calendar is the neatest thing on. Well, that and the recent
logs. That's a big improvement.
Yeah, but the calendar is really handy.
You know, I wonder. I know it's happened, and I wonder when it really got started. This quest to have all of these caches, you know, First it was the 1,000 mark. Man, if you hit 1,000, you know, you were
there. Oh, 300. 300 was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
We had a whole Bruce. Celebration when Bruce did it.
Yeah.
The whole group thing. And
You knew Bruce when you only had 300?
Yeah. We knew him when. And Dave Dieter got it. Island Dave came out. He had a bottle of champagne. We all celebrated, had sandwiches. And
Now, was that the time, first time we met out there by you at the parking lot and headed out? Was that the 300 one? When Joe GPS came and drove up here, remember, from Nashville? Was that 1,000?
I think that was like 1,000.
Okay.
Was that, either 1,000 or 2,000.
Yeah, I remember 1,000.
We ended up not celebrating 3,000 or 4,000. Yeah. We just got tired of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce hit another milestone.
But, you know, that's another facet of geocaching, you know, is the quest for the numbers. Some guys just like to run the numbers. Man, I got to have 3,000. I got to have 4, you know.
We commented, though, when we first started out, if we got, you know, 4 or 5 a day, that was great.
Yeah.
Now you can do 15.
Yeah.
Now you can even part
even,
of your 50.
Even in the St. Louis area, you can do 15.
Yeah. And don't talk about Nashville.
Yeah.
Because that's where you come and they'll drive you around. They'll drive you up to the cache, you sign it, and then you move
on. Not,
that's 100
not,
a day?
To me, that's not cache.
No.
Now, you know, Gosh and I went down to Miami, Oklahoma. Joplin, in that area right there in that corner of the state. And we really thought we banged them out. We hit 50 of them one day. Mm-hmm. And these were, honest to God, GC caches.
Yeah, you got to get out of your car and walk and find them.
Yeah. And we thought, man, this is max. And it really was. I mean, if you do over 50 a day, regular caches, you've really been running. We started in the morning and we went all the way to the sunlight down at night.
Yeah,
15
or 20 is my max.
Yeah,
usually it's about 10 or 11.
Hey, if you do 10 to 12 a day, you get a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was back when there were fewer of them, too.
Yeah.
Now I got burned out about 700. I stopped doing about 700 and 750.
I was surprised to see you come back as El Proso Dempi.
And then all of a sudden I come back again. I got 1,000. Okay, now I can.
Now it's you can relax.
I read that milestone.
Yeah, I remember when you. I remember when you. I remember when I did.
Yeah,
hit that 1,000. Yeah,
it's a relief. You know, and now there's no pressure.
Now I've got 50-60 to go for 2,000.
Yeah,
but I'm not. I don't have the quest. I don't have the ambition to get 2,000, 3,000.
Right.
I just go out there and do them. Get away
from
the wife, you know.
Because when you start out,
I didn't say that, honey.
Give her space.
Now you know why she called me Leroy.
It was funny, though. When we first met Gosh, he was short of 1,000, was it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he had 800 even.
Yeah. Anyway, we started prodding him to get his 1,000.
We really rode hard on him.
Rode him hard.
I know for a while.
It was more important for us to see him get 1,000 than
you're his cheerleaders now.
Yeah.
I need somebody else to get 1,000. He put his cache, final cache, the same place, exact same place where I put my cache. When it was called Across the River. We had to have a monitor.
Yeah, where that old tree was, it had fallen in the vines.
The exact same place. And I think I archived it before he even got into caching.
Yeah.
So he
didn't know
somehow ended up putting it smacked out.
Yeah, what are the odds?
And, you know, I can remember that cache. Like, I did it on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. With the monocular?
Yeah.
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 And, you know, those numbers are still on that tree a bit, because I never took them down.
Everybody wondered, what are those for?
It's a mileage marker, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you're going down the river. Oh, yeah, that must mean something official. And now I just went to a hardware store, got a bunch of numbers, figured out what I needed. When no one was looking, just nailed it in the tree and then took off. the good old days.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the kind of caches that Digi put out that we got today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, boy,
those are legitimate.
Those things like that padlock and that nail in the tree, those were tough.
Yeah.
Digi's slipping, that's all. Maybe he's getting mellow in his old age.
But he's an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing about geocaching. You meet guys like him to play the didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's brought to a couple of events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had him at our Optimus Club. Well, he had somebody else come, but
he said he had he played something at the church over in Kirkwood.
Is that right?
Not a choir, but some group that was singing, and he accompanied him. I don't know how you do that.
Well, it only has one
One note.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's almost like how you play it, and how you sit in it.
He had to play for 2 minutes straight. He couldn't stop for 2 minutes and had to play those notes or whatever. And when he always plays, he made that out of laminated 2x4s.
Yeah.
Glued them together, whatever, and cut them out or shaped them, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's part of the game, really, is the people you meet.
Yeah. Well, that's been a lot of fun.
Well, I'm not sorry Ben, that we got involved in this.
It's been a great lot of fun.
Yeah, I think St. Louis is a good area. A lot of good people want to put out good caches and have a good experience. And
California is neat, too, the Mojave Desert out there.
I haven't done any desert caches.
Those are tough, but you got to watch for snakes.
I'm one. Well, I wasn't in Mojave, but I was at Palm Springs.
Well, I never did hear that. I never did see that rabbit.
No.
But when I went out to the cache, I heard that rabbit.
Really?
And I just kind of give that sound a wide berth. You know? But those guys, they'll hollow out a Joshua tree and stick something up in the Joshua tree. Well, you stick your hand up in there, you don't know what's in there. I mean, it might be a snake, because there's a lot of snakes up on it.
Well, looks like it's still recording.
How long does that thing record?
Well, right now, it looks like I've got at 6.5 hours left I could record. And I already had MP3s on there, so it could like 8 hours worth of...
You don't want to hear him talk for another 6 hours, do you?
No. It's not a requirement.
Let's tell Norman to go home.
Yeah.
So you say you're going to do some chemo?
Yeah, short Thursday.
They do that for the radiation?
Well, it depends. If it works, I don't have to go to the radiation.
All right, they try the chemo first.
If this don't work, then when I go to a higher powered chemo. Hmm. And if that don't work, then it's a combination of chemo and radiation. But Doc said, he said, we got about an 85% cure rate, so
That's good.
That's as far as I want to take it.
Well, I think seem like you're healthy enough to be able to fight some stuff.
I owe it all to my geocaching hobby.
Your prowess, yeah.
Well, he was saying that day, I even asked him about it, that the chemo he takes does not affect his hair or makes you sick or anything.
That's what the doc said.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But just would do it.
Chemo my mom had, I mean, by that time she was pretty sick anyway, and so she was old enough.
She
was like 79.
Their old philosophy was, let's fill the body up full of poison and kill everything. Mm. And that was what the chemo was.
And if you could survive that,
then
you still live.
Then you had a chance, you know. Well, now the new chemicals are coming out, and these chemicals are designer, I guess, to attack just a certain thing. And the one I'm taking just attacks a certain protein that's in your body, and the only place that this protein is at is in the actual tumors themselves. So it just shrinks the tumor down, supposedly. I'll let you know in 4 months if I'm still here. And I will be.
Well, we have to look in that wheelchair accessible list.
I think we need it for Norm, really.
Oh, dear.
The old man.
There's another deal called high pointing.
High pointing?
The object is to go to the highest point in each state.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those are on private property.
There's only 50 caches in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, what was the one where the latitude and longitudes cross? That's also...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The 000. Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something to that going by yourself, too. I used to love to get out in the woods.
Quality time, and
But there's a certain amount of inherent danger doing that too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You go your own pace.
Well, the only time I can do some real hard caches is if I do them myself, because Elaine, she has a limit. If it's flat, she can walk 2 or 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to hit the hill, forget I'll it. Wait here until you get back.
Same way the horse is. We saw, they called it Lava Tree State Park, or maybe it was a federal park. But eons ago, this volcano erupted, and the lava came down a hill and engulfed this park. And it just solidified around trees in the park. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So through the centuries, the tree inside just rotted out.
Yeah.
And now, as you walk down, and there's a path through it, you walk down the path, all there is a bunch of spikes sticking up out of the ground. Wow. That used to be trees, you know. And the wildest looking vines, and of course in Hawaii, you know, you get that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, big leaves all over everything, and you know, you really look for a dinosaur to come rock them.
Stomp them out of tropical rainforest.
Yeah, rainforest type thing. That's exactly what it was.
Well, guys, I'm going to have to go.
Yep.
Some of us are
running out of tape, too. out of tape.
This concludes the Slaga podcast. For more information about the Slaga group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Wishing to get 2,000, 3,000,
right.
Yeah. I just go out there and do them. Get away from the wife, you know.
Because when you start out,
I didn't say that, honey.
Give her her space.
Now you know why she called me Leroy.
It was funny, though. When we first met Gosh, he was short of 1,000, was it?
Oh, yeah, I don't think he had 800 even.
Yeah, anyway, we started prodding him to get his 1,000.
We really rode hard on him.
We rode him hard.
I know for a while.
It was more important for us to see him get 1,000 than
you're his cheerleaders now.
Yeah.
We need somebody else to get 1,000. He put his cache, final cache, the same place, exact same place where I put my cache. When I it was called Across the River. We had to have a monitor.
Yeah, where that old tree was. Vines.
Exact same place. And he, I think I archived it before he even got into caching.
Yeah.
So he somehow ended up putting it smacked out.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the odds?
And, you know, I can remember that cache. Like the way I did it on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. With the monocular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, those numbers are still on that tree a bit, because I never took them down.
Everybody wondered, what are those for?
It's a mileage marker, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you go down the river, it must mean something official. And no, I just went to the hardware store, got a bunch of numbers, to figure out what I needed. When no one was looking, just nailed it in the tree and then took off. the good old days.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the kind of caches that Digi put out that we got today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
those are legitimate.
Those things like that padlock and that nail in the tree, those were tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Digi is slipping, that's all. Maybe he's getting mellow in his old age. Eh?
But he's an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about geocaching. You meet guys like him to play the didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
brought to a couple of events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had him at our Optimus Club. Well, he had somebody else come, but that's how that.
Well, he said he had he played something at the church over in Kirkwood.
Is that right?
Some with not a choir, but some group that was singing, and he accompanied him. I don't know how you do that.
Well, it only has one.
One note.
Yeah,
but it's almost like how you play it, sit in it.
He had to play for 2 minutes straight. He couldn't stop for 2 minutes, and he had to play those notes or whatever. And when he always plays, he made that out of laminated 2x4s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glued them together, whatever, and cut them out or shaped them, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's part of the game, really, is the people you meet.
Yeah. Well, that's been a lot of fun.
Well, I'm not sorry to have been that we got involved in this.
It's been a great lot of fun.
Yeah. I think St. Louis is a good area. A lot of good people want to put out good caches and have a good experience. And
California is neat, too, the Mojave Desert out there.
I haven't done any desert caches.
Those are tough, but you got to watch for snakes.
I'm one. Well, I wasn't in Mojave, but I was at Palm Springs.
Well, I never did see that rattler.
No.
But when I went out to the cache, I heard that rattler.
Really?
And I just kind of give that sound a wide berth. You know? But those guys, they'll hollow out a Joshua tree and stick something up in the Joshua tree. Well, you stick your hand up in there, you don't know what's in there. I mean, it might be a snake, because there's a lot of snakes up on it.
Well, looks like it's still recording.
How long does that thing record?
Well, right now, it looks like I've got at 6.5 hours left I could record. Good. And I already had MP3s on there. So it could be like 8 hours worth of...
You don't want to hear him talk for another 6 hours, do you?
No, no. It's not a requirement.
Let's tell Norman to go home.
Yeah.
So you say you're going to do some chemo?
Yeah. Short Thursday.
They do that for the radiation?
Well, it depends. If it works, I don't have to go to radiation.
All right. They try the
and
chemo first.
If this don't work, then when I go to a higher powered chemo. Hmm. And if that don't work, then it's a combination of chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. But Doc said, he said, we got about an 85% cure rate. So
mm-hmm. That's good.
That's as far as I want to take it.
Well, I think you've got, seem like you're healthy enough to be able to to fight some stuff.
I owe it all to my geocaching hobby.
Your prowess, yeah.
Well, he was saying that day, I even asked him about it, that the chemo he takes does not affect his hair or makes you sick or anything.
That's what the doc said.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you would.
Yeah. Chemo, my mom had. I mean, by that time she was pretty sick anyway, and so she was old enough.
Well, see,
she was like 79.
Their old philosophy was, let's fill the body up full of poison and kill everything. Mm. And that was what the chemo
and
was.
And if you could survive that,
yeah,
then you still live.
Then you had a chance, you know. Well, now the new chemicals are coming out, and these chemicals are designer, I guess. To attack just a certain thing. Mm. And the one I'm taking just attacks a certain protein that's in your body, and the only place that this protein is at is in the actual tumors themselves.
So
it just shrinks the tumor down, supposedly. I'll let you know in 4 months if I'm still here. And I will be.
Well, we have to look in that wheelchair accessible list and see what you can get.
I think we need it for Garm, really.
Oh, dear.
The old man.
There's another deal called high pointing.
High pointing?
The object is to go to the highest point of each state.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those are on private property.
There's only 50 caches in the United States.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, what was the one where the latitude and longitudes cross? That's also...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The zero, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something to that going by yourself, too. I used to love to get out in the woods.
Quality time, and
yeah.
But there's a certain amount of inherent danger doing that too, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
You go your own pace.
Well, the only time I can do some real hard caches is if I do them myself, because Elaine, she has a limit. If it's flat, she can walk 2 or 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to hit the hill, forget I'll it. Wait here until you get back.
Same way the horse is. We saw, they called it Lava Tree State Park, or maybe it was a federal park. But eons ago, this volcano erupted, mm-hmm. and the lava came down a hill and engulfed this park. And it just solidified around trees in the park. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So through the centuries, the tree inside just rotted out.
Yeah.
And now, as you walk down, mm-hmm. and there's a path through it, mm-hmm. you walk down the path, all there is a bunch of spikes sticking up out of the ground. Wow. It used to be trees, you know. Huh. And the wildest looking vines, and of course in Hawaii, you know, you get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, big leaves all over everything, and you know, you really look for a dinosaur to come rock on.
Stomp them out. Tropical.
Yeah.
Rainforest.
Yeah, rainforest type thing. That's exactly what it was.
Well, guys, I'm going to have to go.
Yep.
We're just about running
out of tape,
too.
Out of tape.
This concludes the Slonga Podcast. For more information about the Slonga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.